Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hi Elohim, lo, Elohe, ha-netim, hu, ki im Elohe, ha-hayim, ki kulam, hayim, lo. For he is not a power, the power of Elohim of the dead, but of the living. For all live to him. We ha Elohim, lo, Elohe ha-metim, hu, ki im Elohe, ha-chayim, ki kulam, chayim, lau. For he is not the power, the Elohim of the dead, but the Elohim of the living. For all, ki kulam, chayim, for all life, lau. For all life is his, for all live to him.
Now he says it's touching the dead that they rise. Have you not read in the book of Moses how in the bush God spake unto him, saying, I'm the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. He's not the God of the dead, but the God of the living.
Then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room, where abode both Peter and James and John and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon Zelotes, and Judas the brother of James. These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary the mother of Jesus and with his brethren.
Your God is dead.
Chaya. Ya live. Chaya. Chaya. As the word, as Robeinu says in Kedush Luca and Luke's Gospel, chapter 20, here, verse 38, with Ha Elohim, Lo Elohe Ha Metim, who? For he is not the Elohim of the dead. With Ha Elohim and the Elohim, the true good, the true God, the power, Ha Elohim, the Almighty. Weha Elohim lo, not Elohe, the power of Ha Metim, not the Elohim of the dead, who he is not. Ki im for Elohe Ha Chayim, for the Elohim of the living. Ki for Kulam, Kulam, all Chayim, all living, all life. Ki Kulam Chayim Lahu, for all living, for all life is his, or as the translator kind of brings it out, for all live to him, for all life is his. Here. Just writing up that word right there, that key word right there. That means that when we start to examine, you know, the theology of the scripture based on what we have heard and has been made to believe, it's a whole different reality. Because Elohim, the power, is not the Elohim of the dead, but the Elohim of the living. For all life is his, all life be his. So here on the Rastafari, here on the Thursday podcast, the fifth day of the Shavuot, the upper room of Zion podcast right here.
And when they would come in, they went up into an upper room. They went up into an upper room.
The evening psalm here appointed for the fifth day of the Shavuot. Here we have Psalm 81.
Psalm 81.
Mizmor pe alef lamnatzeyah al hagittit le'asav, 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 le'asav.
Sing aloud unto God our strength.
Uzenu, 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 uzenu. Harninu l'Elohim uzenu, 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 uzenu.
Make a joyful noise unto the God of Jacob, God of Jacob, God of Jacob.
L'Elohei Yaakov, L'Elohei Yaakov, L'Elohei Yaakov. Hari'u l'Elohei Yaakov, L'Elohei Yaakov, L'Elohei Yaakov, L'Elohei Yaakov, L'Elohei Yaakov, L'Elohei Yaakov, L'Elohei Yaakov.
Take a psalm and bring hither the timbrel, the pleasant harp with the psaltery. Blow up the trumpet in the new moon, in the time appointed on our solemn feast day. For this was a statute for Israel and a law of the God of Jacob. This he ordained in Joseph for a testimony when he went out through the land of Egypt, where I heard a language that I understood not. I removed his shoulder from the burden. His hands were delivered from the pots. Thou calledst in trouble, and I delivered thee. I answered thee in the secret place of thunder. I proved thee at the waters of Meribah. Selah. Hear, O my people, and I will testify unto thee, O Israel, if thou wilt hearken unto me. There shall no strange god be in thee, neither shalt thou worship any strange god. I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. But my people would not hearken to my voice, and Israel would none of me. So I gave them up unto their own heart's lust, and they walked in their own counsels. Oh, that my people had hearkened unto me, and Israel had walked in my ways! I should soon have subdued their enemies, and turned my hand against their adversaries. The haters of the Lord should have submitted themselves unto him. But their time should have endured forever. He should have fed them also with the finest of the wheat, and with honey out of the rock should I have satisfied, 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 I have satisfied.
Many are calling, no? Many are called, but few are choosing. Many are called, but few are choosing. I was called, and I was choosing.
Calling, calling, calling to hear the full of full now, or hopefully catch it on the replay. 515-602-9761.
Call in to hear the full now, or hopefully catch it on the replay.
Many are calling, no? Many are called, but few are choosing. Many are called, but few are choosing.
this is him, tired of the innocent beauty, this is him. Moon and day, da day, da ya night, gone on another flight. While some can't see the light, out in the street, blood with gun. In a broad, yet the puppet wants to cut me down. We stand firm up on solid ground. They couldn't take our crown. When situation arise, call unto the Father. In times like these, when things get harder, you better believe that only the Father can set the order. When situation arise, call unto the Father. In times like these, when things get harder, you better believe that only the Father can set the order. We're tired of it. Talking, we can't take it no more. We tell them one day get to you them. Life of hunger and war. This a situation is a storm. Who's gonna find the cure? No matter who me step in it, clean and pure, separation or partial, it's still enough for me door. Why do you tell you them life not secure, not secure? When situation arise, call unto the Father. It's times like this when time gets harder. You better believe that only the Father can set the order. When situation arise, call unto the Father. In times like these, when things get harder, you better believe that only the Master can set the order. So many rivers to cross, the cross to crocodile when you a walk. Them waves they down like our shark. Open your eyes when you a walk. So many snakes and that rock. So when you reach at the crossroads, these are a few words you don't know where to turn. Stand firm and stay focused, Jah is beside us. Jah will show you where to go. When situation arise, call unto the Father. In times like these when time gets harder, you better believe that only the Master can set the order. When situation arise, call unto the Father. In times like these when time gets harder, you better believe that only the Master can set the order. Talking, we can't take it no more. We try some more to get to you. Life of hunger and war. This a situation is a storm. Who's gonna find the cure? No matter how we step in it, clean up your separation and partial. This is still enough from the door. Why did you tell you them life not secure? Not secure. When situation arise, call unto the Father. It sounds like this when time gets harder. You better believe that only the Master can set the order. When situation arise, call unto the Father. It sounds like this when time gets harder. You better believe that only the Master can set the order. When situation arise, call unto the Father. In times like these when time gets harder, you better believe that only the Master can set the order. When situation arise, call unto the Father. In times like these when time gets harder, you better believe that only the Master can set the order. Boom.
Many are calling, no? Many are called, but few are choosing. Many are called, but few are choosing. I was called, and I was chosen. It's funny, but it's true.
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
Kadamawi, Kadamawi, Inslasia!
The home place is due for
Haile Selassie mission is no joke thing. And a 1, 2, 3, A, B, C, A, diggle, diggle, the cat and the figure same thing. And about weed, ital stew, are wearing ice gold and green. You have to know his words and works to overstand why he's supreme. Mount Zion is real and like heaven in your dreams. The road is narrow and long. You have to be prepared to fight on the battlefield. Inner outcast Selassie army, no retreat. You know, see it. Some have a lick of lightning in the Rasta house. Cause some king of flex like back and belly rat. And some princess of flex like Minnie Mouse. I don't know what them are promote. What is either them clean up them ass or continue chance out. No skin teeth, no joke. Me said the way I'm serious, all the chalice have to go out. Judgment has spread like lava from coast to coast. Some man make one bag of money, sit down with one bag of man of champagne toast. Pan them on a black brother, them a boss. The 12 tribe man tell me say some chicken him a go roast. How can sure me think I did healthy lifestyle Rasta promote? Still, food at the least. The lava bubble for the one just sign contract and lease with the beast. You think of that? My past Haile Selassie High School was there. My embarrassed. Look how much rusted about ya. And never watch the building drop flat. And for things the Haile Selassie forward way from Ethiopia. And lay the first block. So I realize that I'm only full of chat. Come and grow locks and I get paid for act. And Babylon give them a ride for their money, get them funny. Yeah. But really and truly, how far has the Rasta movement progressed since its foundation? How long have you earned the same song and still no action? We could be self-reliant if we were serious about the mission. With the vast wealth that is generated within the Rasta organization. Some chant unity and love, but they have a single-minded meditation. Their plan is to pull you into the belly of corruption. Reggae music, idol stew, still a party pan this same Rasta bandwagon. Lion a drink Red Bull and Dragon. What that man? Concerning the Bubba man. The thing is that Haile Selassie don't deal with no form of segregation. So don't confuse my nation. One in a tree and a tree in a one. Without no apology, Marcus and Emmanuel is not a part of that combination. You mean for tell me say after Haile Selassie clear the path and set the foundation, una still a bother Queen Elizabeth for repatriation, una burn her every day and still a look for 7 miles of black style line of a sail pan, ism and schism still on a wait for an Haile King Selassie I like is a milk and honey thing. Africa awaits its creators, which simply means we have great, great works to put in. Haile Selassie I, Kushum.
If tomorrow is Judgment Day,
original justice.
Right through healthy food, keep your pure. judgment time. Open your eyes and stop being blind. Seek and search, surely we'll find. The last in the barrel is a wonder and sign. Work hard for yours and I'll work for mine. Show some love and be kind. Stop from your crime. Tell you good and never ever get left behind. No, oh, you're run from the judge.
Sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
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 So here we have the 19th sabbatical study right here. We have Teruma. Teruma, gift, offering, free will contribution. But what is in the name Teruma? I'd like to share some of the metaphysics and the basic build right here. Here we are on the board, right here on the Blog Talk Radio, here for this Discipleship Radio for this Thursday podcast. And, okay, here's the board right here. Okay, the board coming in. So here, first word connection, the willing heart offering right here. Let's get a little better definition of Teruma right here for this 19th sabbatical study, for this Shabbat Strong right here. Teruma. Teruma, free will gift, offering, contribution. Yes, okay, we see the board. The board is the board is doing some interesting things right here. Give me one moment, brothers and sisters. Yes, Lion of Judah clip. Okay, here we go. Here we go.
Lion of Judah shall break every chain. He is the conqueror. Now we sing the...
Yes, so what do we have here in the Teruma? I'm getting into the root of the Teruma, that lifting up offering. It really is a little bit up offering, the Aliyah. Yes, so what do we have here in the Teruma? I'm getting into the root of the Teruma, that lifting up offering. It really is a little bit up offering, the Aliyah. The Aliyah is like the going up, right? Like the ascending, the ascension in that sense. We also have the Ola, the Olot, like the burnt offerings, what's called often the burnt offering. Although within the idea of the word, there's not really a sense of like burn or burning, but a sense of like going up,
ascending, like ascension. More correct name, really, of what's called the burnt offerings would be the ascension offering. But what we have here was to speak to the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, that they bring me an offering of every man that giveth it willingly with his heart. Ye y'all shall take my offering. Here we have the terumah, right? We have the terumah, as well as having the terumati. He says terumati. He says shall take mine. Right, the key right there is shall take mine offering. Right, mine offering. Now there's different kinds of offerings, of course, but some things do and have gotten lost or misinterpreted, you know, or miscontextualized within translation. And this is one of those areas that have to put some emphasis, right? Some emphasis, especially regarding this particular Torah portion right here. Torah portion here for terumah. Now, one thing we also notice interesting, we look at the aliyot, like the seven aliyot. When you break down the aliyot, you know, over the chapters and the verses, what would be for like the first day, what would be like for the second day, the third day, and if you can get into some of the additional details, like there's like the, you know, Liz Sephardim, and then like the regular mainstream, what they want to say, the Orthodox Yehudi, you know, we say Ashkenazim, but it's not just them, but it's a certain, you know, there's, it's interesting, it's important for us to get into the background of this, you know, like back to the black, so to speak, you know, but here we notice just the content themes, and we get to like the third day, this is like a segue, like the third day, you know, and the third day corresponds to T, the testify Tuesday. In the third day, we have tabernacles. This whole section here, using the Scofield Study Bible as a kind of an overview, we have Moshe in the mount. Moses in Ha'har. He's in the mount. We have the tabernacle. And now the first item is the materials. This takes place in the Rishon Aliyah. So when we get to the Rishon Aliyah, just to get a good overview, right, get a good overview, you know, concerning this particular Torah portion right here. So we're in Parsha Terumah, right? The Torah portion that is known as offering. Now, just to clarify, offering more better would be contribution. Right? Contribution, or as we sort to bring out and bring out the free will, right? We have that free will gift, right? The free will gift. So when we're speaking about, okay, what is the Terumah? What is a Terumah? And even in one of the vlogs, we said like free will gift and contribution, bringing out that sense of it and getting to the context. Now, we still have to get into the word itself, which is interesting because it has a sense of lifting up, something that's lifted up. You know, it's like the giving it up, like what do you want to give up? What will you give up willingly that he who be, we be, the Almighty, abides and dwells? Right? In that sense, this is the context of this kind of offering separate from, people might see like it says burnt offering, and it might say it's like peace offering, you know, or even a thank offering. This is a different kind of offering from those kind of offerings. It's a terumah, right? And so even here in the Hebrew, just like zooming in on the Hebrew of it all, we have terumah. So what is a terumah, and how is it different from other kinds of offerings? And also, this Torah portion, like the previous Torah portion, you'd like to note where there is a difference, whether it's amongst the Ashkenazim or more of the mainline Judaism, and some of their traditions, some things, it's interesting to see when we study the other Hebraic or Judaic communities, whether the Beta Yisrael's Ethiopia or elsewhere, just to get a better context of what's what. But basically studying the Torah and studying the scripts themselves, you know, there we can find the truth for ourselves. And so here in the Midrash, right, the Midrash, the Midrash Elohim here, we notice that there's a difference in the third Aliyah. The third Aliyah right here, there's a difference that we have between the Ashkenazim tradition, which is a tradition that actually connects with the second century in the time of Moshiach. I think that has to be noted right there. Right? Even in going through some of the Psalm, you know, the Midrash from the Psalm, what we find is interesting is some of the ancient, like, rabbinical mashal or mashalim, you know, misali woch parables or, you know, proverbs. A lot of these proverbs, when we start to recognize what the gospel says and that Yeshua, I am our Black Lord and Savior, Justice Christ, Rabbi of Rabbis, you know? So we get to hear some of these same, wise sayings or these sayings like ancient dark sayings, something they call dark sayings because it takes, you know, some thought and thinking as the light shines in the darkness, you know? Or it takes some being stillness and having the light reveal, right? You know, the receptivity. So here we have this particular Torah portion here. We pick up here with the 19th, and we pick up with Exodus chapter 25, and we have the tabernacle. So here's where the tabernacle right? The tabernacle begins. Now, teruma is also a present. And we spoke about that. Spoke about that already, you know, in the sense of the contribution of the gift. But it's a present as offered up. So here, let's do this right here, and let's bring this forward right here. Let's see if we can go here to my sword, right, right here. So we have, there we go, there's the verse. So we begin off with chapter 25, but in the second verse, it says, speak to the children of Israel, sons, or the B'nai Yisrael, that they bring me an offering. Now, you see the word offering. We already have gotten the Strong's word. Take note of it. Talmudim, fellow Talmudim, and Chabarim. It's the H8641. Right? That's the word right there. So we have it twice. Now, when we compare with the Mitzvah Kedus, the Book of the Seven Seals, the King of Kings Targum, right, or Interpretation Translation, Book of the Seven Seals, Revelation 5:5, we see that there's Sutotah, as we mentioned, and Mebah. And we get into what is a Mebah. Right, more in the Ethiopian, the highland, we could say, are you not as a children of Ethiopians unto me, a children of Israel, within that tribe and that tradition. But just right here, just to get a basic foundation, we have this particular verse, the second verse, which says, Daver el b'nei Yisrael, where yikohu li teruma me'et korish asha yidreinu libo tikohu et terumati. In other words, this is the verse that you see right there. It says, speak to the sons of the b'nei Yisrael, that they bring me an offering. That's what we say is the first, is Israel in the sense of the corporate man, in that sense, that corporate man, you know, like in business law, because there's a contract, you know, there's a covenant here, right? So of the corporate man, that means all of Israel, all the sons of Israel as one man, as one corporate man, right? So even when we get into corporate law, we see that already based on what would be considered common law, Hebraic law, right, that idea where many ones function as one corporate man. So here we have Israel bringing forward the first free will offering. Well, what is a teruma? Right? What is a teruma? Here we have the H8641, right? So we bring this up, and there you see it right there, the teruma, teruma. Those who are listening to the audio drop right here, right, on one of the podcast platforms, you know, perhaps it might be Blog Talk, but hopefully on other platforms too. Ones and Ones can also give ear and hear. But right here, right now, we have teruma. We see the two ways that it can be spelled. One is with the tav, resh, mim, hey. And then we have the tav or the tau, resh, wow, or somebody say vav, mim, hey. So we have, one is the TRM, reading actually here for those looking at it, or Hebraically speaking, from right to left, right? So we have the TRMH, then we have the TRW, right, MH. Now, we're not getting into these debates with some that ain't right among our fellow Israelites, but maybe there's just different dialects, like English, there's different ways of speaking English, ain't it? Ain't it so? But here we have teruma. So it's because the wow or the vav is not there. Sometimes you'll see in the later writing of it, the pointing will be there because people are familiar with, right, the expression, the word, right? But many of these languages are still living languages. You remember that article where it says, like, this black man, I'm going to say black man, they might say Negro or something like that, speaks Hebrew, some Negro spoke Hebrew way back in the days, and they had all these newspaper articles. They were surprised, like, ooh, 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 this Negro is speaking Hebrew, you know. But anyway, contribution offering, a heave offering, any offering, an offering. Now, this is the BDB, right? We sometimes point to it here in this software here. It's interesting, you know, to give a compare and contrast, but just getting to the Strong's, you know, just straight way. Here we have the second form is used in, so there's a second form of this, is used in Deuteronomy 12:11, right? And this is from the 78, they say the 73, excuse me, 73:11, right? A present as offered up. The key emphasis right here is this right here, right? As offered up. That's not that word. What it is? It can be a sacrifice, a sacrifice as you are, something that's offered. But there's an interesting link that we sought to share right here as an offering, something that's offered. But there's an idea of, let's get to the root right here. So there's a secondary sense, as they point out here. Just quickly, just bring that up. And then there shall be a place, right, that Yahweh, Jehovah, Elohim, right, shall choose to cause his name. So it's all about his name, Shemo, Shemo. You say, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he, Baruch Hashem, blessed be the name, to cause Shemo, to cause his name. Get this. How powerful is the Hashem? His name to dwell there, right? To dwell there as a thither, like there shall ye all, right? You all, speaking to us all, bring all that I command you. So going through the different type of offerings, oftentimes they will use the word offering, but if you look in the Hebrew, like the burnt offering is really the ascension, that which is going up, right? From the Allah, the Allah. It's an ayin, not like an aleph and, you know, name of other gods or whatnot like that. But here we have the Ola sense, right? And your sacrifices, your tithes, and the heave offering. So there's different kind of offerings right here, right? Now, but you notice the heave offering right here. Why does it say heave? think about this. This is Old English 1611, right? But still structurally, that's why you'll notice that it's mostly only the KJV Bible that you can really kind of do this kind of Masoretic Hebrew and even the Koine Greek, compare and contrast almost like word by word or phrase by phrase. These other kind of newer Bibles, they might be like easier to read. They might water it down or dumb it down or whatnot like that for you. But sometimes they're also adding in their own kind of like interpolations, right? Not really bringing out the interpretation, but adding in their own. This is one of the best ways, basically, you know, to kind of know the truth for yourself. Because here it's the same H8641. You see the H8641 in the background? That's the same heave offering. So here's called the heave offering of your hand. Here is spoken of as an offering, KJV, right, of every man that giveth it willingly with his heart, of every man, right? And we also noted that it used a different word than the Adam. It doesn't say call Adam. It says call Ish, right? It says may eight call Ish, Asher yidbeinu libo, one whose heart is willing. So it's a free will. It's not a compulsory levy, as we mentioned. And it also goes into all the trace vowels. So here it's used, they say, in a second sense, a second form, right? But it comes from this root right here, room, as we had mentioned, right? Room, the room. But we didn't get into the room. What's the room? A room. A room is to rise, something that's lifted up, rise, to be high, a room, to be exalted, to be high, right? To be high. So it's a kind of getting high offering. Put that in your pipe and, you know, bun it, right? To be high, to be set on high, to be raised, to be exalted. Now, this is the different forms of the Hebrew word, the different senses we can say, or ones might say. But look at this sense right here. Here's a sense third right here under the hefo kind of brings it out in one sense to lift off or to lift up. You know, you take something, you lift it up, and you give it up willingly, right? And present, to contribute, to offer, to contribute. It's like a contribution, right? A contribution. But notice when we get to the root of it, according to Strong's, a little more reliable, the Jesenius and also some of the Ethiopic points of reference among some of the old scholars. It's a very reliable, you know, translation and point of reference. A primitive root to be high actively is to rise or to raise. And I know it notes right here that there's various applications, both in the literal sense, like literally lifting something up, or in a figurative sense, right? So there's a literal sense of you offering something and you're lifting it up, like a heave, heave, ho, heave, ho. Like, and when they heave and ho, in that sense, they heave, they're lifting it up. So that's what they call a heave offering back in that old English. It's something that's lifted up. So it's literally like lifting something up on high and presenting it, right? In this case, presenting the materials and the equipment or that which is necessary to build a dwelling place, a mishkan, a tabernacle, a holy place for Hashem, for the name. So anyway, just pointing to this right here, just being really brief right here, but this idea of what kind of offering, especially in a sacrifice, as a tribute. And a lot of times these words get kind of confused. Like you notice further says a gift, then a heave offering. Like a heave offering, something that is kind of lifts up. There's at least three different types of teruma. The word is teruma, right? Some interpret it as something that is set apart, right? Here we can clearly see that we have the word teruma, right? We scroll down here, we get to the root, right? The 7311, and we have room. And room is to raise up, to lift something up. As we go through the different forms of it, we come to the hefo form of it, and we have to lift off, right? Or lift up and present, to lift off. What would you give up? It's like a give up, giving it up to Jah. It's like a giving up to Jah donation, the giving it up to Jah offering, willingly. That's the key, right? It says, of every man whose heart maketh him willing, right? Kol ish asher yidbeinu libo, one who has a willing, right? A willing heart, heart to come, not artificial. So here we can see also another link of it, an offering. It could be of grain. It could be of money, right? A grain is it's not a tithe in that sense. So don't confuse it with a tithe offering or sacrifice. A lot of times these terms, sacrifice, tithe, it's all confused. But we need to understand Jah's economy, Ha-Elohim, the true good, the true God's economy, right? Both in the holy place and as it radiates, as the light shines in the darkness, you know, in this world flesh satanic seclusion. So here we have the contribution as well, right? Just to get to that root right there, just go over this. One can also, there's a lot of good interlinear softwares out there that one can also utilize or download something like this. So this is just zooming in on this right here, and also like to get into the third aliyah. And I write the third aliyah that for the Sephardim, right, begins at Exodus 25:31, right? But for, we can say, the mainstream Yehudim, right, the Ashkenazim and the mainstream Yehudim, it actually begins at chapter 26. Now, why is that important? Well, when we get into that a little bit more, we can hopefully, you know, elaborate. But one area begins with a golden candlestick, right? One area begins with a golden candlestick. right? And then we have the other area that begins in chapter 26. Still, we're on the topic of the tabernacle, or the mishkan, in the Hebrew, the mishkan, or the dwelling place. But we have the fourth item where the Sephardim begin the Shalishi Aliyah, the third Aliyah, up offering. And that, see, that when we say up offering, see, one of the things we're talking about the Terumah. This is why we're trying to clarify, well, first of all, this kind of offering is a free will gift, a free will contribution, like a free will donation, a free will, willingly, right? We have the other sense of the Terumah is a, it's an offering, but it's like a lifting up, a giving up, the whole idea, like a lifting up offering. You know, it's like when you make the sign of the cross. I was looking at the link of this and the making the sign of the cross, because there is, like, with a lulav, you know, during the Sukkot, you know, Sukkot or tabernacles. So you got tabernacles, right? You know, the seventh, you know, the third of the Mo'edim and the seventh of the Mo'edei Yahweh, you know, the feast of Jehovah, where there's a lulav and the waving of the lulav, right? And that likeness of waving, that making the sign of the meskel, the true cross, and the link with the tabernacle and the meskel in more ways, you know, the cross and HaMoshiach in more ways than one. But we have the third that begins with the Sephardim, that begins with the golden lampstand, not candlesticks, but the menorah, HaMenorah. Then we have the third that begins at chapter 26, which is, these are two different sections of the different, you could say, overviews that we have here in this 19th Torah portion reading and feeding that goes over the basic items, right? All the basic items are dealt with in this Torah portion. And then when we go to the following, the 20th, the 17th item is basically the oil for the light. So see the link between the oil for the light of the lampstand, and then we have the third, the Shalishi Aliyah, right, or reading, you know, for the third day in the Shavuah, or the third during, you know, the sabbatical, you know, we could say the Seder, you know, that offering on the seventh day, on the Sabbath day, and for I and I on the ear and the iris, you know, after the Sabbath and the Sunday service. But right here we have, but we look at this just to see the comparison, right? The third Aliyah for the Sephardi, or the, you could say the Spanish, you know, the Afro, Latin, Afro, Hispanic, Yehudi, many of them, but then, you know, we've gone all over the world, you know, as prophecy says. But for them, it's at verse 31 of chapter 25, 31. That begins the section concerning the golden, you know, menorah or lampstand. Then for, we say, mainstream, the Ashkenazim, we have it at chapter 26. That begins the curtains of linen. So there's the curtains of linen. That section there begins the curtain of linen. So we just kind of like, you know, point that out right there, get into a little more detail as we forward right here with Terumah. Terumah, room, to be raised up, that which you raise up, that which you lift up, that which is that, like, offer up, almost like, kind of like, you know, give it up, as you would say, like that give it up offering. We call this like John's give it up offering, John's give it up donation, because he's asking that willingly. He's asking, the B'nai Yisrael, the B'nai, the sons of Yisrael, what are you willing to give up? And what's interesting is that he asks the sons, and we also have the daughters making a gift too. And that gift with their, you know, Kemetic or Mitzrayim-like Ankh mirrors becomes a very important part of the furniture, right, of the kahuna, you know, of the tabernacle, the mishkan, and that's the laver. But anyway, that's another part right there. But this is an offering, a free will offering. When the first, they gave more than enough. And more to come. And yes, more to come.
Sabbatical study. This I and I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong. Shabbat strong. Shabbat strong.
Thank you. Whatever you have done. Thank you. Whatever you have done. Whatever you have done. Thank you, my brethren, for all your contributions when I needed them. Make myself a man. No man is his own keeper. Slowly I close my heart. Zion belongs. Zion belongs. When I needed your contribution. Thank you, my brethren, for all your contribution. Thank you, my brethren, for all your contribution. Thank you, my brethren, for all your, for all your contribution. Thank you, whatever you have done.
Chabarim, Chabarim, Rastafari, yes, I. Amesek Nachualo, yes, I. The Kamala Hadassalasi name. So here, this is from the Kedase of His Majesty, the Kedase, we could say like the liturgy of His Majesty in the Ethiopian Tewahedo Church right here, which links with this Taruma, free will offering up, contribution, gifts, donation. And this is found in what is called the pre-Kedase. So before the Kedase, there's a preparatory service. So the preparatory service was the main part of the service. And this is called the prayer of oblation. And this is a reminder to give the donation, the free will offering, because there are some offerings which are required. You know, required offering for Ukkari, for falling short, even at those times of the year for praise, because it's how we pay the bills. That was how we were supposed to pay our bills, by thanks and praises and keeping to His direction, instruction in the land that He has given to I and I. So here, including the earth, because the earth is Jehovah's and the fullness thereof, or beginning from Yisrael. So here, the prayer of oblation.
The assistant priest shall say the prayer of oblation of the apostles. And again, let us beseech the Almighty Lord, the Father of the Lord, our Savior, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMoshiach, Jesus Christos, on behalf of those who bring an oblation within the one holy universal church, a sacrifice, first fruits, tithes, a thank offering, a memorial, whether much or little, secretly or openly, and of those who wish to give and have not wherewith to give, that He accept their ready mind, that He grant to them the heavenly kingdom, power over all works of blessing belongs to the Lord our God, belongs to Egziavihar Amlakachin, belongs to Yahwalheinu. The assistant priest, pray for them who bring an oblation. And the people shall say, accept the oblation of our brethren. Accept the oblation of our sisters and ours. Also accept our oblation and our offering. The assistant priest shall say, Ekziavihar Amlakachin Yahuwalheinu, the Lord our God who art almighty, we pray and beseech thee, I, for them that bring an oblation within the one holy universal church, a sacrifice, first fruits, tithes, a thank offering, a memorial, whether much or little, in secret or openly, and for those who wish to give and have not wherewith to give, thine acceptance of their ready mind grant thou to everyone. Let the recompense of blessing be a portion to all of them through thine only begotten Son, through whom to thee I, with Him and with the Holy Spirit, be glory and dominion, both now and ever, and to ages of ages. Amen.
Whatever you have done. Yes, yes, yes. Aijaman. Aijaman Levi. Yes, sir. Aijaman. Right there with Jesus, Jesus Selassie right there. And before that, the thank you tune right there. They're there. And that tune right here gives us a segue to today's daily song. The theme, the theme, the theme.
Father, and son. Father, and son. Father, and son.
Yeshua, Messiah, Selassie, first power of the Trinity. Kedamawi, how the Selassie. So here we have, in Psalm 25, we have the words that we find in the gospel, the last words of the prayer of Yeshua HaMoshiach on the Meskel, on the cross. Yes, the cross tree, the tree of his cross, the cross of his tree. And we also have here in today's daily psalm, Psalm 25, we have the seventh repentance of faith wisdom known to the early church as Pistis Sophia. Some might refer to this as the Gnostics, but I and I, the knowers, yes, I, of this half of the story right here, the seventh repentance of Pistis Sophia. Pistis means I credit. It's the word in the coin of Greek that we use to interpret emuna and hymenote and imnet, the word for faith, for admittance, from the amina root in the popular language like English is today. The word pistis, it means credit. So right here, to give a first ear to today's daily psalm according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews after the order of Melchizedek, Psalm 25.
Psalm 25.
Mizmor kafhe le David.
Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul, my soul, my soul, my soul. My soul.
Elecha Adonai nafshi esra.
Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God.
Elohai, 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 Elohai.
I trust in thee, in thee, in thee, in thee.
Becha vatahti, 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 vatahti.
Let me not be ashamed, not be ashamed, not be ashamed, not be ashamed, not be ashamed.
Al evosha, al evosha, al evosha, al evosha, al evosha.
Let not mine enemies triumph over me, over me, over me, over me.
Al ya'letsu oyevayli, 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 oyevayli.
Yea, let none that wait on thee be ashamed. Let them be ashamed which transgress without cause. Show me thy ways, O Lord. Teach me thy paths. Lead me in thy truth and teach me. For thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day. Remember, O Lord, thy tender mercies and thy loving kindnesses. For they have been ever of old. Remember not the sins of my youth, nor my transgressions. According to thy mercy, remember thou me for thy goodness' sake, O Lord. Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore will he teach sinners in the way. The meek will he guide in judgment, and the meek will he teach his way. All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth unto such as keep his covenant and his testimonies. For thy name's sake, O Lord, pardon mine iniquity. For it is great. What man is he that feareth the Lord? Him shall he teach in the way that he shall choose. His soul shall dwell at ease, and his seed shall inherit the earth. The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant. Mine eyes are ever toward the Lord, for he shall pluck my feet out of the net. Turn thee unto me, and have mercy upon me, for I am desolate and afflicted. The troubles of my heart are enlarged. O bring thou me out of my distresses. Look upon mine affliction and my pain, and forgive all my sins. Consider mine enemies, for they are many, and they hate me with cruel hatred. O keep my soul and deliver me. Let me not be ashamed, for I put my trust in thee. Let integrity and uprightness preserve me, for I wait on thee. Redeem Israel, O God, out of all his trouble, 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 out of all his trouble.
Ooh, well, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. And God and also blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Oh, inherit the earth. God bless our souls and all the older folks. Some have done iniquity works and have lost their souls. Give them bread, yeah. Ooh, don't let them take the pills. Too many lives have been taken this way. Though some are bound to go astray. Well, yeah, yeah. Oh, 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 yeah. Oh, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth.
Some people still searching for this truth here, which this reggae music, you know, bring cross to them, and the only purpose it serves is to tell the people about Rastafari.
مزمور هيارات بكنف هيامس يداوي مزمور عبيتو ودان تنف سنانسان عملاكي عن تنتم من فعالفة ألات وچيب اني عيسا قبي عن تنتفاي ميادرقو عيافروم
በከንቱ የሚገበዙ ያፍራሉ አቤቱ መንገድህን አመልክተኝ ፍለጋህንም አስተምረኝ አንተ የመድኃኒቴ አምላክ ነህና በእውነት ምራኝ አስተምረኝ ቀኑን ሁሉ አንተን ተስፋ አድርጌያለሁ አቤቱ ምህረትህንና ቸርነትህን አስብ ከጥንት ጀምሮ ናቸውና የልጅነቴን ኃጢአትና መተላለፍ አታስብብኝ አቤቱ ስለ ቸርነትህ ብዛት እንደ ምህረትህ አስበኝ እግዚአብሔር ቸር ቅንም ነው ስለዚህ ኃጢአተኞችን በመንገድ ይመራቸዋል ገሮችን በፍርድ ይመራል ለገሮችም መንገድን ያስተምራቸዋል የእግዚአብሔር መንገድ ሁሉ ቸርነትና እውነት ነው ቃል ኪዳኑንና ምስክሩን ለሚጠብቁ አቤቱ ኃጢአቴ እጅግ ነውና ስለ ስምህ ይቅር በለኝ እግዚአብሔርን የሚፈራ ሰው ማን ነው በሚመርጠው መንገድ ያስተምረዋል ነፍሱ በመልካም ታድራለች ዘሩ ምድርን ይወርሳል እግዚአብሔር ለሚፈሩት ኃይላቸው ነው ቃል ኪዳኑንም ያስታውቃቸዋል እርሱ እግሮቼን ከወጥመድ ያወጣቸዋልና አይኖቼ ሁል ጊዜ ወደ እግዚአብሔር ናቸው እኔ ብቻዬንና ችግረኛ ነኝና ፊትህን ወደ እኔ አድርግ ማረኝ የልቤ ችግር ብዙ ነው ከጭንቀቴ አውጣኝ ድካሜንና መከራዬን እይ ኃጢአቴንም ሁሉ ይቅር በል ጠላቶቼ እንደበዙ እይ የግፍም ጥል ጠልተውኛል ነፍሴን ጠብቅና አድነኝ አንተን ታምኛለሁና አልፈ አንተን ተስፋ አድርጌያለሁና የዋህነትና ቅንነት ይጠብቁ አቤቱ እስራኤልን ከመከራው ሁሉ አድነው
Of all the ministers could do Sahadu Amlak and Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Today's daily psalm, Psalm 25 from the HSV, Haile Selassie version. Here we're going to compare side by side with the KJV, compare and contrast. So from the book of the seven seals of Garmawi, Karmawi, Haile Selassie, weep not, behold, the line of the tribe of Judah, the root of David has prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. Today's daily psalm, Mezmor Haya Amist, Psalm 25. His theme, Be Adega Gize Yekareve Tzelot. In a time Adega, like in a dangerous or adventurous Adega, it's interesting. They say like crisis, opportunity, Adega. Be Adega Gize, in a time of, one would say, trouble or crisis, adventure. It's an interesting word, adega, crisis, like the crisis and opportunity. Yekarebe, that which is presented, salot, a prayer, right, presented in a time of danger, in a time of crisis, also in a time of adventure. The word crisis, adventure, crisis, and opportunity in that sense. Depends on one's perspective, but the prayer is always good. The first word right here is a word on prayer right here. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and after the order of Melchizedek, the righteous king, Book of the Seven Seals, Mezmor Hayamis, Adega Gize, Yekarabez Elot, Ye David Mezmor, Ye David of David, Mezmor, a chant, an intonation of David from the Mezmore, David, the Psalms of David. Again, Besam Ab, or Wolid, or Memphis, Kedus, Sahadu Amlak, and Jemralin, in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, the one source, we begin. Kuter and. Abetu, water ante nesen anesalo to the I Abetu, I father, his father, O father of the house, do I lift up my soul, water ante nesen anesalo. Anesalehu, anesalo, abetu, wod ante, nefsen anesalo. Amlaki antenna tamenhu, alfer, klatoche bene ayasakuin. Oh my God, amlaki, oh my source, anten, the eye, in the eye, tamenhu, tamenu. In the eye, I trust in the eye. Let me not be ashamed. Al-fer, al-fer. Let me not be ashamed. Fear, let not mine enemies triumph over me. Talatoche, my haters. Be'ene, ayasakubin, ayasakubin, ayasakubin. Let them not triumph over I. Kuter. Kutera source verse 3. Antena tesfa yemiya dergu ayafrum. Bekentu yemiya gebezu ayafralu. Yea. Let none that wait on thee I be ashamed. Let them be ashamed which transgress without cause. Anten. The eye, in the eye, tesfa yemiya dergu ayafrum. Let none, make none that wait, that hope, that expect. Tesayim yadergu anten, tesayim yadergu ayafrum. Bekentu, in vain, yemi gebezu, who are hypocrites. Gebezu. Bekentu yemi gebezu yafralu. Let them which are hypocrites, let them be ashamed which transgress. Without cause, Kutarat, verse 4, Abetu, mena gedehina, amelikten, 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 show me, cause me to know, show me thy path, Abetu, I, father, his father, O father of the house, Abetu, mena gedehin, your way, the I way, amelikten, 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 Legahinimastem Reng. Your path, teach I. Legahinimastem Reng. Kutamis, verse 5. Ante, ye medhanite amlaka nehina, beunetihe merang. Asatemarenim kenunhulu antentesadergialu. Lead me, lead I in the I truth, and teach I ante, ante the I only, for thou art the God, the source of my salvation. Ante ye medhanite amlak nehna beunete merang astemayin. On the eye do I wait, hope, expect all the day. Kenun hulu antentesad regialo. Kuter sedist abetu, verse 6. Abetu, I father, his father, O father of the house. Mehiratihinna chernetihinna sip. Katinta jamro nachuina, remember, think about, remember, asib, abetu, thy tender mercies and thy loving kindnesses, abetu, mihiretihin nacharnetihin, asib, for they have been ever of old, katinta jamro nachuina, kuter sabat, verse 7. Ye lijneti nachat yatina metalale fatasib binya abetu sila chernete bizate inda meherete asbeng. Remember not the sins, the uckeries of my youth. Yeah, lichnete nachat yatina, metalale fatasibbing, nor my transgressions I bear to, O Father, his Father, I Father, Father of the house, according to thy mercy. Remember thou I, for thy goodness sake, I bear to, selecharnete hibizat in the mehirate hasbeng, egaziabihar. Cherak in mano Selezi Achatyatenyo China Bemengeda Yimarachwal. Good. Good. Good and upright is Egziavi her sustainer, the good, the generous Ab Father. Egziavi her cher kinimno. Therefore, Selezi. Therefore, Selezi, will he teach sinners, akas, lackers, in the way, Selezi, chat yatenyo chinna bemen gede yimarachwal. Kutarvet 10, verse 9. Garochin befer the yimaral. Le garochin ma men gedina yastem rachwal. The meek, garochin. Will he guide in judgment befer yimaral? And the meek, the garochim, will he teach his way? Men gedin yastem rachual. Kutar asr, verse 10. Ye gizyavi her men ged hullu charnetina unetna. Kala kidanunna miskaruna lemiat abku. All the paths of a Giziabi here stain the good, generous Ab, our mercy and truth, yeah, Giziabi here men get hulu charnetina unetna. To such as keep his covenant and his testimonies, al kidana nisakarun, nisakaruna sele mitabku. Kutasara an abe tu chat yate ya ijigna wina silesimi yikar beling for thy name's sake abe tu I father his father O Abba father of the house pardon mine iniquity abe tu chat yate ijigna wina silesimi yikar beling. For it is great. Kuter Asara Hulet, verse 12. Egziavi herinna yemi ferraso manno. Bemi amerto men gerias temrawal. What man is he that feareth, rephrase, what man is he that reverence, that respecteth Egziavi, the sustainer, the good, the generous of Egziavi herin yemi ferraso manno. Him. Shall he teach in the way that he shall choose? But me marto men gedias temrawal kuteras rasost verse 13. Nefsu bemelka matadrale chazaruma midrina yuarsal. His soul shall dwell at ease. Nefsu bemelkam tadralech, and his seed shall inherit the earth. Zaruma midrin yuarsal. Kutarasra rat verse 14 Egziavi her lemi feruta hailacho no kala kidanu nim yasatauk achwa. The secret of Egziavi to stay in the good, the generous Ab is with them that fear, that reverence, that respect him. Egziavi her lemi ferut hailacho no. The power for those who reverence Egziavi the sustainer, their power he is. Egziavi her lemi farut chaylacho no kal kidan nema yasatau kachual, and he will shew them his covenant. Kuta asara amis verse 15. Arsu groche kawet ameria wet achualena. I know che hulgize ware gziavi hernacho. Mine eyes are ever toward the sustainer. the good, the generous Father, for he shall pluck my feet out of the net. Arsu grochin kawet meria wet achwalina. I know che hulgize what exiavi her nacho. Kutera asara. Asara Sidist, verse 16. Inne bichayina chigrenya nena fitihin wodene adriga marenyam. Turn thee eye to eye and have mercy upon I, for I am desolate and afflicted. Inne bichayina chigrenya nena fitihin wodene adriga marenyam. Yelibe chigir bizuno kachin kete outang. Kutarasara sabat, verse 17. The troubles of mine heart are enlarged. Yelibe chigir bizuno enough, 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 enough. Oh, bring thou me out of my distresses, my anxieties. Kachin kete outang. Kutarasara asara cement, verse 18. Dikamina mekrayena yi achat yate nimhulu yikerbeleng. Yikerbeleng. Look upon my affliction and my pain. Dikamina. Dikamina mekrayena yi. And forgive all my akari, all my sin, all my lack. Achat yate nimhulu yikerbeleng. Kutra Asarazet N, verse 19, Talatoche in the Bezui, Yegfima Telatonia, Talatoche in the Bezui, consider mine enemies, for they are many, for enough them be. Talatoche in the Bezui, Yegfima Tel. Ella Tonya, and they hate I with cruel enmity and hatred. Kutera Haya, verse 20. Mesin Tabukina Adineng Hanten Tamyal Hunal Sir. Oh, cheat my soul and deliver me. Nefsena tebkena tebkena adneng. Let make I not be ashamed, for I have put my trust, my confidence, my confidence in the eye. Anten tamyal hunal fer kutera hayand. Verse 21. Anten tesfad regal huna yawhatna kedneta yitabukun. Let make integrity and uprightness preserve I. For I wait on the eye. For I wait, I hope, I expect, I anticipate on the eye. Anten, the eye, anten and no other. Anten, tesa adrgyal huna. Yohatina kinneta yitabukun. Let integrity, make integrity and uprightness preserve, protect, keep I and nine. Kut el hayahulet, verse 22. Abitu Israelin kamekrau hulu adino. Redeem, save, Adino. Redeem, Yisrael, O God, Abetu, I, Father, his Father, O Father, the house. Redeem, Yisrael, save Israel out of all his troubles. Abetu, Yisraelin kamekrau hulu, Adino.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me? O children of Israel, O children of Israel, are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? The Ethiopians, are ye not as...
Bring forth the Bible, bring forth the Bible, bring forth the Bible, bring forth the Bible, bring forth the Bible.
مزمور هيارات بك النف هيامس يداويت مزمور عبيتو ودان تنف سنان سالو عملاكي عن تن تامن كوالفر تلات وچي بأني عيسا قبي عن تن تسفاي ميادرقو آيافروم بكنتو يمي قبزو يافرالو عبيتو من قدهن عمل كتين فلقهن ما استمري انتي مدهاني تي عملاكنهن بأونا تمرين استمرين كانون هلو عن تن تسفا عدرقيالو عبيتو مهرتهن ناچرنتهن أسر كتنت جمرونا تشونا يلجنتين هاتياتنا متلالفات تاسببين عبيتو سلا شرنت بزات اندمرت هاسبين اقزياب هير شرك انمنو سلا زي هاتياتن يوچين بمنگد يمرات شوال گروچين بفرد يمرات لگروچين منگد نيستمرات شوال يقزياب هير منگد هلو شرنتنا اونتنو قال كدانون النام سكرو لمي تبقو عبيتو هاتياتي اجيك نونا سلسمه كربالي اقزيابيرن يمي فراسو ما نو بمي مرتو من قد يستمروان نفسو بملكام تادرالج زارو مدرني ورسال اقزيابير لمي فروت حيلات شونو قال كدانو نم يستاوك اتشوال ارسو قروتشن كوت امت ياوت اتشوال لنا عينو اتشي هل قزي ود اقزيابيرن اتشو اني بچاين انا چگرن يانن انا فيتهن ودني عدرق مارن يلبي چگر بزونو كچن قتي عوطا دكامين انا مكراين اي حاطياتينم هلو يقرب تلاتو اچي اندبزو اي يقفم تل تل تاوين يال نفسين تبك انا دني انتن تامين يال لهنا الفا انتن تسفا درق يال لهنا يوهات الناك ان النتي تبكوين عبيتو اسرائيلن كمكراو هلو عدنو
Rastafari, King of all kings, Lord of all lords, conquering lion of the tribe of Judah, elect of himself, my tent and the rebel exhibit in massacre on Yahweh, the goose and the gods, let Jah be praised.
And right here, you hear from one ancient Christian document, early Nazarene and follower of Yeshua HaMoshiach. Hear from the Pistis Sophia. Some say this is a Gnostic, you know, Gnostic scriptures, Gnostic scrolls. Interesting, they were discovered, you know, during the time, in his time, when he shall shew who is the blessed and only potentate at that time. But here we have today's daily psalm as the seventh repentance of faith wisdom. Right here, I like to share this right here. Zooming in on the Hebrew, the first like seven verses, but give an overview right here. Be sure to call in. There's more to come. We got like 19 minutes on the board till we go into the grace period. But here from the Pistis Sophia, faith wisdom, the seventh repentance of the faith wisdom, Pistis Sophia, today's daily psalm. Also take note. That today's daily psalm is also, we have the last words of the Messiah upon the cross. I'd like to share a little more on that, but here. Yes, I, Rastafari. Yes, I, here. Okay, the board is a little bit, the computer, the technology, technology. Hold on for one moment, brothers and sisters. Let's do this right here, hit that, and bring up the audio. We got it, Chavarim. We got it right here. Okay, the Pistis Sophia, Pistis, face. It's an interesting word in the coin of Greek because it also has to do with credit. And I began to meditate on the coin of Greek word that brings up the sense of faith. From the, you know, we hear about belief and be like Eve, and we get caught up on like a one word or something like that. And then words like faith and confidence and trust in the Hebrew, coming from our roots, all relate to the same thing. But in the Koine Greek, pistis has a sense of credit. And that became interesting. You know, this system of credit is really a faith-based system. But here, pistis, sophia, seventh repentance, right here. Let's see if we can pull this up. All righty. Yeah.
Pistis, sophia, chapter 46, the repentance of sophia, the Hebrew chokmah. As not yet accepted, she's mocked by the Iones, by the Eons. Yeshua continued again in his discourse and said to his disciples, it came to pass when Pistis Sophia, Emunata Chokmah, had finished uttering the sixth repentance for forgiveness of her transgressions, that she turned again to the height to see if her sins were forgiven her, and to see whether they would lead her up out of the chaos, the chaos. But by commandment of the first mystery, not yet was she hearkened to, so that her sin, her chatiyat, her akavia falling short, should be forgiven, and she should be led up out of the chaos, the chaos. When then she had turned to the height to see whether her repentance were accepted from her, she saw all the rulers of the 12 Ions, 12 Eons, mocking her and rejoicing over her because her repentance was not accepted from her. When then she saw that they mocked at her, she grieved exceedingly and lifted up her voice, her vocal, to the height in her seventh repentance, saying, and here is the seventh repentance of Sophia, the Hebrew Sophia of Chokmah. Oh, light, I have lifted up my power to the eye, my light. On the eye I had faith. Make I not be scorned. Make not the rulers of the 12 Iones, 12 Eons, who hate I, rejoice over I. For all who have faith in thee, I shall not be put to shame. Let them who have taken away my power remain in darkness and disillumination, and make them not get from it any profit, but make it be taken away from them. O light, show I thy ways, and I shall be saved in them, and shew I thy paths, whereby I shall be saved out of the chaos, out of the chaos, and guide I in thy light, and make I know, O light, that thou, the I, art my Savior. On thee will I trust the whole of my time, of my Iowa. Give heed that thou save me, O light, for thy mercy endureth forever, forever. As to my transgression, which I have committed from the beginning, in my ignorance, put it not to my account, O light, but rather save me, save I, through thy great mystery of the forgiveness of sins, because of thy goodness, O light. For good and sincere is the light. For this cause will it grant me, grant I my way to be saved out of my transgression. And for my powers, which are diminished through the fear of the material emanations of self-willed, will it draw near after its commandment, and will teach my powers, which are diminished because of the merciless its gnosis. For all gnosises of the light are saving means and are mysteries for all who seek the regions of its inheritance and its mysteries. For the sake of the mystery of thy name, O light, forgive me, forgive I transgression, for it is great. To everyone who trusts in the light, it will give the mystery which suiteth him. And his soul, nafsho, his psyche, will abide in the regions of the lights of the illumination, and his power will inherit the treasury of the light. The light giveth power to them who have faith, admittance in it, and the name of its mystery belongeth to those who trust in it. And it will show them the region of the inheritance, which is in the treasury of the light. But I have ever had faith in the light, for it will save my feet from the bonds of the darkness, of the disillumination. Give heed to me, give heed to I, O light, and save I, for they have taken away my name from me in the chaos, in the chaos, because of all the emanations, my afflictions and my oppression, my downpression have become exceedingly manifold. Save me, save I out of my transgression and this darkness, this disillumination, and look upon the grief of my downpression and forgive my transgression. Give heed to the rulers of the 12 Iones, the 12 Eons, who have hated me, who have hated I through jealousy. Watch over my power and save me, and make I not remain in this disillumination, in this darkness. For I have had faith in the I, and they have made of me a great fool, for having had faith in thee, O light. Now therefore, O light, save my powers from the emanations of self-willed, by whom I am downpressed. Now therefore, who is sober? Let him, make him be sober. When then Yeshua, Jesus, Ayusu, had spoken this to his disciples, to his Talmudim, Thomas came forward and said, Adoni, Adonai, I am sober, I am plentifully sober, and my spirit, my irid, Aruchi, is ready in me, and I rejoice exceedingly that thou hast revealed these words, Devarim, Ha'el, to us, to I and I. But indeed, I have borne with my brethren until now, so that I should not anger them. Nay, rather, I have borne with everyone that he should come before thee and speak. The solution of the repentance of pistis sophia, of faith wisdom, of emunat chokmah. Now therefore, Adoni, concerning the solution of the seventh repentance of P.C. Sophie of Emunat Chokmah, thy light power hath prophesied through the prophet Dawid in the 24th psalm, like this, like thus. Thomas interpreteth the repentance, the seventh repentance from Psalm XXIV, which is known as Psalm 25 in today's Bibles. Yahweh, to the eye have I lifted up my soul, O my God. Elekai Yehovah Nashi Esa Elohai. I have abandoned myself to the eye. Make I not be put to shame, and make not mine enemies mock at me. Bika Vatachti Alevosha Ala Ya'alusu Oivaili. For all who wait upon the eye shall not be put to shame. Make them be put to shame who do iniquity without a cause. Gam kola koikai lo yevoshu yevoshu ha bogdim rekam. Now show I thy ways and teach I thy the I paths. Derakekai Yehovah hodi aini. Arhoteka lamdeni. Lead I in the way of thy, the I truth, the I's objective reality, and teach me, teach I, for thou art Elohai, and my Savior. On thee I will I wait all the day long. Hadarekaini ba emiteka we lamdeini ki ata elohe ishai oteka kewiti kolayo. Call to repentance, call to remembrance. Call to remembrance thy mercies, O Yahweh, Jehovah, and the favors of thy grace, for they are from eternity. Zekorah rachmeka Yehovah, wa hasadeka, ki me'olam heima. Remember not the sins, the uckeries of my youth, and those of my ignorance. Remember me according to the fullness of thy mercy, because of thy goodness, Yahuwah, because thy goodness, Jehovah. Hatotan orayo ufishaya ala tizkor ke hasedeka zekarli ata ma'anat uvekayo. Jehovah's gracious and sincere. Therefore will he instruct sinners, uckers, in the way. He will guide the tender-hearted in the judgment and will teach the tender-hearted his ways. All the ways of Yahweh, Jehovah, are grace and truth for them who seek his righteousness and his testimonies. For thy name's sake, Yahweh, forgive me, forgive I uckery, I sin. For it is exceedingly great. Who is the man who feareth, who respecteth Yahweh, Jehovah? For him will he establish laws in the way which he hath chosen. His soul, nafsho, his psyche will abide in good thanks, and his seed will inherit the land. Yahweh, Jehovah is the strength of them who fear, who reverence, who respect, him. And the name of Yahweh belongeth to them that reverence, that respect him, to make known to them his covenant. Mine eyes are raised ever la Yahweh to Jehovah, for he will draw my feet out of the snare. Look down upon me, upon I. And be gracious to me, to I, for I am an only begotten. I am wretched. The afflictions of my heart have increased. Bring I out of my necessities. Look upon my abasement and my woe, and forgive I all my sins, all my uckeries. Look upon mine enemies, how they have increased themselves, and hated me, and hated I with unjust hatred. Preserve my soul, nafshi, my psyche, and save me, and save I. Make I not be put to shame, for I have hoped on thee, the simple and sincere have joined themselves to me, to I, for I have waited on thee, I, Yahuwah. O Elohim, O Elohai, Haliyai, deliver Israel from all his afflictions. Pedei Elohim, et Yisrael, Mikola, Sarotayo. Yeshua commendeth Thomas. And when Yeshua, Jesus, had heard the words of Thomas, he said to him, "Well said, Thomas." And finally, this is the solution of the seventh repentance of Pisti, Sophia, faith, wisdom, emunata, chokmah. Amen. Amen. I say to you, all generations of the world shall bless you on earth, because I have revealed this to you. And ye and y'all have kabbalah of Ruchi, my spirit. And I become understanding and spiritual and iritical, understanding what I say. And hereafter will I fill you full with the whole light and the whole power of Ha-Ruach, of the spirit of the iron, so that ye, that y'all may understand, may overstand from now on all which shall be said to you, and which y'all shall see. Yet a little while, and I will speak with you concerning the height, without, within, and within, without, 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 without.
All right, the law. Down to now, Rastafari is the law. Rastafari is the law. Oh no no, Rastafari is the law.
Many are calling, no? Many are called, but few are choosing. Many are called, but few are choosing. I was called, and I was choosing. It's funny, but it's true.
Calling to hear the full of full now, or hopefully catch it on the replay. 515-602-9761. To hear the full of full now. Now, call in, 515-602-9761, call in, 515-602-9761, call in, 515-602-9761.
Hear, O Israel, hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly.
Ungodly.
And also, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth.
Psalm 25.
Mizmor kafhe le David.
Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul.
Elecha Adonai nafshi esra.
Oh my God.
Elohai.
I trust in thee.
Vatahti.
Let me not be ashamed.
Al egoshan.
Let not mine enemies triumph over me.
Al yaletsu oyevai li.
Yea, let none that wait on thee be ashamed. Let them be ashamed which transgress without cause. Show me thy ways, O Lord. Teach me thy paths. Lead me in thy truth and teach me. For thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day. Remember, O Lord, thy tender mercies and thy loving kindnesses, for they have been ever of old. Remember not the sins of my youth, nor my transgressions. According to thy mercy, remember thou me for thy goodness' sake, O Lord. Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore will he teach sinners in the way. The meek will he guide in judgment, and the meek will he teach his way. All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth unto such as keep his covenant and his testimonies. For thy name's sake, O Lord, pardon mine iniquity, for it is great. What man is he that feareth the Lord? Him shall he teach in the way that he shall choose. His soul shall dwell at ease, and his seed shall inherit the earth. The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant. Mine eyes are ever toward the Lord, for he shall pluck my feet out of the net. Turn thee unto me, and have mercy upon me, for I am desolate and afflicted. The troubles of my heart are enlarged. O bring thou me out of my distresses. Look upon mine affliction and my pain, and forgive all my sins. Consider mine enemies, for they are many, and they hate me with cruel hatred. O keep my soul and deliver me. Let me not be ashamed, for I put my trust in thee. Let integrity and uprightness preserve me, for I wait on thee. Redeem Israel, O God, out of all his trouble,
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 out of all his trouble.
Hear Midrash, a study on today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Malachias, Tzedek, Melchizedek, the righteous king, even the king of kings, Dormali, Kamal, the Tyler Selassie, the priest Negev, Ethiopia, Moa, Anbesa, Zen Negev, Yehuda. So here. Amidrash, Psalm.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
And hear, Shema Yisrael. Hear, today's daily psalm. Mizmor Kaf Hei, Psalm 25, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews. And hear, Shema, Shemuli, hear today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kaf Hei, a psalm of David. To thee I, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. Le David, Elekai Yehovah, Nafshi Esa. These words are to be considered in the light and illumination of the verse, even the verse from Devarim, from Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy chapter 24, verse 15, that reads, in the same day thou shalt give him his hire, neither shall the sun go down upon it, for he is poor, and he lifteth his soul to him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he, asks, David, why dost thou lift up thy soul to me? David replied, because upon thine earth I am a hireling before thee. Hear, Job chapter 7, verse 2, it reads, a servant that eagerly longeth for the shadow, and a hireling that looketh for the reward of his walk, the reward of his work. And it is written of a hireling in the law of Moses in HaTorah, in the same day thou, the eye, shalt give him his hire. And so, to the eye, O Yahuwah, O Jehovah, do I lift up my soul. Eleka, Yahuwah, Nafshi, Esa. For in the world's use, the hireling who completes his work for a householder asks the householder for the wage of his work, and the householder gives it to him. And shall it not be so with HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be he? Shall not the words, neither shall the sun go down upon a man's hire, apply also to HaKadosh, Baruch Hu? Shall it not also apply to the Holy One, the Isle One, the Sanctified One, the Set Apart One? Blessed be he. Now, if it is said of a hireling who asks the wage that the householder owes him, he lifteth his soul to him. How much more ought this be said of us, of I and I, whose lives, whose liberty deep end, depend upon the eye. In another comment, the verse is read, to thee, O Lord, do I lift up my life. Elekai Yahuwah Nafshi Esa. These words were spoken by the generation that during persecution, false prosecution, during Hadrian's persecution, gave even their lives, their liberty, in pledge to hallow, to sanctify Hashem, to set apart the name, saying,
when thou dost lend thy neighbor any manner of loan, thou shalt not enter his house to fetch his pledge. And if he be poor, thou shalt surely restore to him the pledge when the sun goeth down. According to Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 24, verses 10 to 12. Another comment. The words, Elekai Yehovah, nafshi esah, to thee I, O Jehovah, do I lift up my soul. Elekai Yehovah, nafshi esah, are to be considered in the light, the illumination of the verse, even the verse from Psalm 34, Hebraically the 6th verse, Psalm 31, Slika, Salakia, Psalm 31, verse 6, that reads, into thy hand I commit my spirit. Biyadika afkid ruchi, into thy hand, biyadika, I commit, afkid, my soul, ruchi, biyadika, afkid, ruchi. Here, Psalm 31, verse 6, Mizmor Lamed Aleph, the wild verse that reads, biyadika, afkid, ruchi, into thy hand, into thy yad, biyadika, I commit, afkid, ruchi, my soul, ruchi. As matters go in the world, a man with whom things are left for safekeeping may confuse one man's things, one man's things with a second man's things, and the second man's with the first man's. For some things are not easily told apart, but with HaKadosh, with the Holy One, the Sanctified One, the Set Apart One, the Isla One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, there is no such confusion. For Thou, Lord, art God in truth. Yo El Emet, Yahuwah, O He who be, who He be, El, true good, true God, El Emet. Thou, the I, O Jehovah, art El, the true good, the true God, the almighty I of truth, Yahuwah, El Emet. Thus, like this, here, this is the second part of Psalm 31, Mizmor Lamed Aleph. The fuller verse reads, Padita Oti, Yahuwah, El Emet. Thou, the I, hast redeemed me, redeemed I, O He who be, who He be, El Emet. Thou hast redeemed I, O Jehovah, Thou the I, El Emet. God, true good of truth. Thus, like this, is it conceivable that a man should rise in the morning and seek his spirit and not find it? Or that he finds his spirit in another and other's possession? Or another's spirit in his possession? Hence here it is said, Thou the eye restorest what is left with thee, the eye, for safekeeping. For thou the eye, O Jehovah, art God of truth, art El Emet. Padita oti, Yahuwah El Emet. Thou restorest, padita oti, what is left with thee for safe keeping. For thou the I, Yahuwah, El Emet. Rav Iskandri Alexandri, he said, a mortal in whose possession new things are left for safekeeping and with whom the things remain, returns them worn and used. Not so, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not so, the Holy One, blessed be He. Things worn and used are left with Him for safekeeping, and He returns them anew. He returns them new, Chadash. You can see for yourself that this is true. For the worker labors the whole day, and his spirit, Ruchot, within him becomes weary and worn.
so that he is tired when he goes to sleep. But Ruho, his spirit, his irid, is at peace, for it is in the safekeeping of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the safekeeping of the Holy One, the Sanctified One, the Set Apart One, the Isla One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He. And at dawn, it returns a new creation to His body. As is said, even in Lamentation chapter 3, verse 23, spirits are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Spirits are new every dawning. Great is thy faithfulness. Lamentations chapter 3, verse 23. Rav Shimon said in the name of Rav Simon, because thou renewest our spirits, Einai Iris, each dawn, Namen, Namenalen, we believe, nay, nah, we are certain that thou, the I, wilt restore our spirits, Einai Iris, to Einai at the resurrection. Rav Iskandri Alexandri said, because in our exile, Einai exile, thou, the I, renewest our spirits, I and I, irids, each dawn. We, I and I, are certain that thy, the I, faithfulness must be so great as to deliver us to I liver, I and I. And another comment, to the I, O Jehovah, how my soul is burdened, how she is burdened. Elekai Yehovah, nafshi esah. To the eye, O Jehovah, how my soul, nafshi, she is burdened, nafshi, esa. And here, a midrash note on today's Psalm, Mizmor Kaf, Hey, Psalm 25. The commentator arrives at this reading, to the eye, O Lord, how my soul is burdened. The commentator arrives at this reading of to the eye, O Jehovah, do I lift up my soul? Elekai Yehovah, nafshi esa. By taking esa, I lift up esa, 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 I lift up. In its other meaning of, I carry a burden. Esa, I carry a burden. Therefore, in another comment, Elekai Yehovah, nafshi esa, to the eye, O Jehovah, how my soul, how she is burdened. When the holy temple stood, a man who committed a sin, an akari, a chet, might bring an offering that made expiation for him. But now that we, that I and I, have no offerings, behold, on a fast day, our souls, our psyches are burdened. Reckon the affliction in our souls, in Einai souls, as a perfect offering. For we, Einai, have naught else but thy mercies to hold on to. Hence, here it is said, Elekai Yehovah, nafshi esa, to the eye, O he who be who he be, how my soul, how my psyche, how she is burdened. Rav Yehuda, Judah said, in truth, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, waived many of HaHikal, the temple rites of atonement. For it is said in Yeshayahu, Esaias, Isaiah chapter 55, verse 7, let him return to the Lord, and He will have mercy upon him, and to our God, Eloheinu, for He will abundantly pardon. And other comment on, Elekai Yehovah, nafshi esa, to the eye, O Jehovah, do I lift up my soul. When Solomon spoke of cold waters to a yearning soul in Proverbs, in the Mashal, in Mishle Shlomo, in the Proverbs chapter 25, when Solomon spoke of cold waters to a yearning soul, he meant that David yearned for Torah, the direction, instructions, the teaching of His Majesty, and that
nafsho, his soul, she longed to be in the Beit Midrash, to be in the house of study in the Beit Midrash. Thus, like this, David said, even in Psalm 26, Hebraically, the 8th verse, Psalm 26, verse 8, Lord, I love the habitation of thy house. Yahuwah, ahavti me'on beitika. Jehovah, he who be, who he be. I love, ahavti, the habitation me'on of thy house, beitika. Yahuwah, ahavti me'on beitika. He also said, even in Psalm 84, verse 3, my soul longeth, yea, even she fainteth, for the courts of the Lord. Nixafa wagama kalta nafshi lechatoroti Yahuwah. My soul yearneth, yea, even pineth, for the courts of Jehovah. Nikasafa wagama kalta nafshi lechatorot Yahuwah. He also said, in the same psalm, Psalm 84, but here, Hebraically, the 11th verse, a day in thy courts is better than a thousand. A day in thy courts is better than a thousand. Ki yatov yom bachet reka me aleph. For a day in thy courts is better. Ki tov yom. Than a thousand. Ki tov yom bachitz reka me aleph. And he asked, even in Psalm 24, verse 3, who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? And who shall stand in his holy place? Mi ya'eleh behar Yahuwah, ua mi ya'akum biya mikom karisho, who shall ascend into the mountain of Jehovah, mi ya'eleh behar Yahuwah, and who shall stand, ua mi yakum, in his holy place, biya mikom karisho, hakadosh baruch hu, the holy one, the idle one, blessed be he, replied, knowest thou not? Knowest I not? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart. Very next verse, Mizmor Kaf Dalet, Psalm 24, verse 4. He that hath clean hands and a pure heart. Niki Kapayim Uvar Levav. He that hath clean hands, Niki Kapayim, and a pure heart. Uvar Levav. Nikia kapayim, o bar lebab. Thereupon David rejoiced, saying, these I have clean hands, for it is said even in 2 Shemuel, 2 Samuel 8 and 15, David executed justice and righteousness to all his people, and a pure heart, for it is said in 1 Shemuel, 1 Samuel, chapter 13, verse 14, Yahuwah, Jehovah, hath sought him a man after his own heart. Hence, here, Shlomo Solomon said, cold waters to a yearning soul. And David said further, I have sworn, and I will perform it, to keep thy righteous ordinances. Even here, in Psalm 119, verse 106. Nia shebaetia wae kayem, lishmora mishepeteya tzidek eka. I have sworn, nia shebaeti, and have confirmed it, wae kayem, to observe lishmora thy righteous ordinances, mishpateya tzidkecha, and thereby he would obtain two rewards, one reward for the sworn oath,
and one reward for obedience to the ordinance. My God, I have put my trust in thee. Bika Elohaya Bika Batachti Alerosha Allah Ya'alutsu Baili. My God, Elohai Hailiai Elohai, I have put my trust in the I. Elohai Bika Batachti Bika. Rav Yitzhak said, in thee, Bika, in the I, male, and none other, Bika, in Elohai, Bika, Batachti, Elohai, Hailiai, my God, I have put my trust, Bika, Bika, in the I, means in thy law, Bitorateka, for the numerical value of the letters, Bika, in the I, is 22. The numerical, the Hebrew numerical value of the letters Beit and Kaf in Bika, in the I male, Bika, is 22. The number of letters in the Hebrew Aleph Beit, the number of letters in the Hebrew alphabet. And here, Midrash note on Mizmor Kaf Hei, here, in Gematria, by Gematria, in the Hebrew Gematria, Beit is 2. Beit is valued Hebraically as 2. And Kaf is 20. Thus, Bika, 22. This psalm, today's psalm, Mizmor Kaf Hei, is an acrostic. Is a Hebrew Aleph Beit song. Remember, O Lord, thy tender mercies, 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 thy tender mercies. Remember, O Lord, thy tender mercies and thy loving kindnesses, for they have been ever of old. Hear, today's psalm is Morkaf, hey, hear, the wow, the vav, the wow, the sixth verse right here. Remember, O Lord, thy tender mercies and thy loving kindnesses, for they have been ever of old. Zikora rachime kai hoa wa chesadeka ki me olam heima. Remember, zikor, remember. Rachemeka, thy compassions, thy tender mercies. Zikor Rachemeka, Yahuwah, O he who be, we be, O Jehovah. Zikor Rachemekai, Yahuwah, wa chesadeka, and thy mercies, thy loving kindnesses, wa chesadeka, ki me olam, for from of old, from the worlds, ki me olam heima, heima, they are, they be. Zikor rachmeka, Yahuwah, wa chesadeka, ki me olam heima. Rav Yehoshua ben Lewi, Joshua ben Levi said, these words refer to those loving kindnesses that thou, the I, didst begin with Adam. Thou didst say to him, according to Bereshith, Genesis chapter 2, verse 17, in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. Ki biyom ekalka mimenu mot tamut. For in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou, the I, shalt surely die. Ki biyom ekalka mimenu mot tamut. But hadst thou not afterwards given Adam one day of thine, a day that is 1,000 years, as is said even in Psalm 90, Hebraically the 4th verse that reads, 1,000 years in thy sight are but as yesterday. Ki elefa shanima be'aineka kuyom etmol ki ya evora we ashmura balaila. For the verse, for 1,000 years in thy sight are but as yesterday, when it is past, as a watch in the night. Ki elef shanim be'aineka, for 1,000 years in thy eyes, in thy sight. Ki for eleph, 1,000 shanim, years. Ki eleph shanim be'aineka, in the eyesight. Ke yom etmol, like day yester. Ke yom etmol, are but as yesterday. Ki ya'ivor, when. Ki when ya'ivor, when it is passed over, crossed over, when it's passed, ya'ivor, ki ya'ivor, we ashmura balayla, and as a watch, we ashmura, ashmura, a watch, balayla, in the night. Ki elef hashanim be'ayneka, kut yom etamol, ki ya'ivor, we ashmura balayla. How could Adam have united with ishto, eshto, oseto, with his isha, his eshet, his oset, with his wife, and begotten children? Hence, here, it is said, thy tender mercies and thy loving kindnesses have been ever of old. Rachemikai Yehovah wachesadeka ki me'olam hema. That is to say, ever since the days of Adam,
Rastafari is the law. Oh no no, Rastafari is the law.
Elohai bika batachti. Oh my God. Elohai, Hailiai, Elohai, Bika, Batachti, Elohai, Bika, Batachti, oh my God, Elohai, Hailiai, Elohai, Bika, Batachti, Elohai, I have put my trust in thee, in the eye, Elohai, Bika, Batachti, hear today's psalm, Mizmor Kaf, hey, Psalm 25, Hebraically, the second verse. Rav Yitzhak, Isaac said, in thee, bika, means in thy law, b'torateka. Rav Yitzhak, Isaac said, bika, in Elohai, bika, batachti, Elohai, Hailiai, I have put my trust in the eye. Bika means in thy Torah, bika, in thee. Bika in the eye, male, means b'torateka, in the eye, Torah, in thy law. For the numerical value of the letters bait and kaf in bika, in the eye, is 22. The number of letters in the alphabet, in the aleph bait, in the Ibrit, the Hebrew alphabet. Here, Midrash note, in Gematria, Beit, the Hebrew B, Beit, Beh, Beit is 2, and Kaf, the Hebrew K, Kaf is 20. This psalm, today's psalm, Mizmor Kaf Hey, Psalm 25, Psalm XXV, Mizmor Kaf Hey, is an acrostic. An acrostic is a poem or composition or other form of writing in which the first letter or syllable or word of each line or paragraph or other recurring feature in the text spells out a word, message, or the alphabet, as here in today's psalm, Mizmor Kaf Hey. And here in the Midrash notes, the references to the above previous Midrash on Psalm 7, on the fourth section, Psalm 7.4, and note number 15. And here, the Midrash note 15, on the Midrash, the study for Psalm 7, Mizmor Zayin, by Gematria, Beit, the Hebrew B, Beit, is 2 and Kaf is 20. Quote, except through HaTorah, except through the Torah, we, I and I, have no approach to worship, to the fear, to the reverence, or to the love of HaElohim, the true good, the true God. And another comment on Elohai, Bika, Batachti, Elohai, Hailiyai, my Elohim, Elohai, I have put my trust in thee, I have put my trust in thee, I, Elohai, Bika, Batachti. It happened that there lived in Caesarea, a man, a great man, who had fame throughout the region. Here the Midrash note says, and a certain man was there, according to Padua, and a certain man was there. So, Ani Lechozir, I repeat, it happened that there lived in Caesarea, a great man who had fame throughout the region. One night as the guards of the region made their rounds, they came upon a stranger whom they arrested. The stranger said to them, do not strike me. I am so-and-so's retainer. When they heard this, they let go of him, but kept him under guard until morning. In the morning, they brought the stranger before the great man and said, last night we came upon this retainer of thine. The great man asked, Beni, my son, dost thou know me? Dost thou know I? Does I know I? The stranger replied, no. The great man asked, how then art thou my retainer? And the stranger replied, I appeal to thee. I appeal to the I. I am not thy retainer, but I put my trust in thee. I put my trust in the I. Had I not said, I am so-and-so's retainer, they would have struck me. They would have struck I. Thereupon, the great man said, since he put his trust in me, let go of him. Even so, David said, my God, I have put my trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed. Elohai b'ka b'tachti alev osha. Elohai, Hailiyai, I put my trust. I trust in the eye. Elohai b'ka b'tachti. Let me, make I not be ashamed. Al evosha. Elohai b'ka b'tachti al evosha. And because I put my trust in thee, in the eye, let me not, make not mine enemies, make not mine enemies triumph over me. Al ya'alitzu oibai li, make not mine enemies triumph over me, over I. Al ya'alitzu oibai li. And not only me, not only I, but let none, no one, none that wait on thee be ashamed. They shall be ashamed that deal treacherously without cause. Dam, kolak oika, lo yeboshu. Yeboshu habogdim rekam. Yea, none, no one that wait for thee I shall be ashamed. Dam, kolak oika, lo yeboshu. They shall be ashamed. Yeboshu that deal treacherously habogdim without cause. Rekam. Dam, call a koyeka, lo yeboshu, yeboshu habokadim rekam. According to Rav Pinchas Phinehas, David spoke thus, like this to HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, to the Holy One, blessed be He, Ribon Hashel HaOlamim, Master of the Universe, Universal Master, when I stand up before Thee, before the eye in prayer, make not my prayer be rejected, for the eyes of Yisrael, of Israel, are turned to me, to I, and my eyes are turned to the eye, so that if thou, the eye, hearest my prayer, it will be as if thou didst also hear their prayer. Similarly, you find that during a fast, when the whole congregation, the whole aggregation is fasting, only he who conducts the service goes down to read the prayers before the ark, before Ha'aron, before the Tabot. For the eyes of the congregation, the aggregation, are turned to him, and his eyes are turned to HaKadosh, to the Holy One, to the Sanctified One, the Set Apart One, the Isle One, Baruch Hu, blessed be he, so that Ha'el, the true good, the true God, HaElohim, also hears their prayer. Hence, David prayed, let none, not one,
Make none that wait on thee be ashamed. They shall be ashamed that act deceitfully with respect to their emptiness. Let none make no one, make none that wait on the eye be ashamed. They shall be ashamed who act deceitfully with respect to their emptiness. Gam, call a koi ka, lo yeboshu habokadim, reikam. Here, Midrash note for emptiness, or elsewhere translated without cause, reikam. Reikam from raka, reikam. Reikam, emptiness, in the sense of being without food. See, refer to Yeshayahu, Esaias, Isaiah chapter 29, verse 8, that reads, it shall even be as when a hungry man dreameth, and behold, he eateth, but he awaketh, and his soul is empty. It shall even be as when an hungry man dreameth, and behold, he eateth, but he awaketh, and his soul is empty. Wahaya ka'asher yachlom ha-ra'eb, v'hine okel v'hekitza v'rekah nafsho, and it shall be as when a hungry man dreameth, v'haya ka'asher yachlom ha-ra'eb, and behold, v'hine he eateth okel, but he awaketh, with hekits, and his soul is empty. With rekah nafsho, wahaya kaasher yachlom haraev. With hine okel, with hekits, with rekah nafsho. That is to say, men who fast without repentance shall be ashamed. That is to say, men who fast without repentance, metanoia, change of mind, shall be ashamed. Show me thy ways, O Lord. Derakeka Yahuwah hod'eini. Show me thy ways, O Jehovah. Derakeka Yahuwah hod'eini. Rav Berakaya, Berakayahu, in the name of Rav Yochanan, told a mashal of a parable, misali, of a physician who had a deka mezmur, who had a talmid, who had a disciple to whom he taught all kinds of remedies, except the remedy for such and such a wound. Ha Talmid, the disciple, said to Harab, to Rebbo, his master, thou didst reveal to me all kinds of remedies in the world, except the remedy for such and such a wound. I beg thee, reveal it to me, reveal it to I. Even so, when Moses said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Holy One, blessed be He, show me now thy ways in Shemot, in Exodus, Exodus chapter 33, verse 13. Show me now thy ways. Ve'atah im na matati chena be'aineka hod'aini na eta derakeka ve'edaika lima'ana emza chena be'aineka urei ki ameka hagoy hazeh. Hear the fuller verse from Shemot, Exodus, Exodus chapter 33, hear, verse 13. Now therefore, I pray thee, if I have found grace in thy sight, show me now thy ways, that I may know thee, the eye, to the end, that I may find grace in thy sight, and consider, Ure, and see that this nation is thy people. Ure, ki ameka hagoy hazeh. Ve'ata im na matzati chena be'aineka hod'aini na eta derakeka ve'edaika lima'ana emza chena be'aineka. Ure, ki ameka hagoy hazeh. Moses said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, hod'aini na eta derakeka, show me now thy ways. He showed them to Moshe,
He showed them to Moses. As is said even in Psalm 103, Hebraically the 7th verse, where it reads, "He made known his ways to Moses. He made known his ways to Moshe." Hear me, Mizmor Kof Gamel, Kof Gimel, Psalm 103, Psalm CIII, here the Zion verse, the 7th verse. Yodiah derakayo lemoshe, he made known his ways to Moses. Yodiah derakayo lemoshe, he made known his ways lemoshe to Moses. Yodiah derakayo lemoshe. That is to say, show me the rule whereby thou guidest the world. Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Ha'el Elohim replied, "My rules thou canst not fathom. My rules thou, the eye, canst not fathom." Rav Ze'era taught in the name of Reish Lakish that Moses said to HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be he, "When I told thee that the Bnei Yisrael, the children, the sons of Israel, the Israelites, according to Shemot, Exodus chapter 17, verse 4, are almost ready to stone me, are almost ready to stone I." Vayitzaak Moshe li Yehuwa lemor, ma e'ese la'am hazeh, oza me'ata u'a sikalunni. Full of verse, Exodus, Shemot, Exodus chapter 17, here, verse 4, and Moses cried to he who be who he be. Vayitzaak Moshe, and Moses shrieked, Vayitzaak Moshe li Yehuwa to Jehovah, to he who be who he be, lemor, saying, "Ma e'ese la'am hazeh? What shall I do to this people? Ma e'ese la'am hazeh? They are almost ready to stone me. Od me'ata usekaluni. Od me'ata usekaluni. Thou, the I, didst reconcile me. Reconcile I with them. And thereupon thou, the I, didst stipulate with me." Quote, "When I am angry with my children, do thou also reconcile me, reconcile I with them." Then what does Scripture tell us? When Adonai excommunicated the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, the Israelite, because of the molten calf, according to Shemot, Exodus chapter 33, verse 7, Moses took up the tent of meeting and pitched it without the camp afar off. When Adonai excommunicated the Bnei Yisrael because of the molten calf, the Egel Masekah, Moses took up the tent of meeting and pitched it without the camp afar off. U Moshe yikach et ha'ohel ve'nata la'u mi chuta la machne harcheka mina hamachne v'kaalu ohela moeda. Now Moshe used to take the tent and to pitch it without the camp, afar off from the camp, and he called it the tent of meeting. He called it the ohel moeda. Ua Moshe yikach et ha ohel v'nata lau michuta la machne harcheka mina ha machne v'karalau ohel moed. For he reasoned thus, like this: when a man is excommunicated by harab, by rebbo, by the master, he is excommunicated by hatalmid, by the disciple. Of the end of the verse, it reads, "Everyone that sought the Lord went out to the tent of meeting without the camp." Wehaya kola mebakesh Yahowah yetzeya ila ohel moed asher michutza lamachne. And it came to pass, wehaya, that everyone that sought Yahowah Jehovah, he who be who he be, wehaya kol mebakesh Yahowah, went out, yetze, illa ohel moed, to the tent of meeting, to the ohel moed, that was without the camp, asher michutz lamachne, Wahaya kola mevakesha Yahua yeteya elohela moed ashera michuta la machine. Rav Yehuda, Judah said, it is not written here, quote, everyone that sought Moses. It is not written here, everyone that sought Moses, Moshe, but everyone that sought Yahuwah, that sought Jehovah. Call him Evakesh Yahuwah. Everyone that sought Yahuwah, he who be, who ye be, call him Evakesh Yahuwah. Everyone that sought Jehovah, in order to teach us, to teach I and I, that whenever a man pays his respects, his respects to an elder, it is as if he were paying his respects, his respects to the presence, to Hapanim, to the face, to the presence. Then HaKadosh, the Holy One, the Sanctified One, the Set Apart One, the Isle One, Baruch, who, blessed be he, said to Moshe, to Moses, two faces seething with anger, get thee back. Two faces seething with anger, get thee back. Moshe went back into the camp, for it is written even in Shemot in Exodus chapter 33, verse 11, Yahuwah, Jehovah, he who be, who ye be, spoke to Moses, to Moshe, concerning face and face. Jehovah spoke to Moses concerning face and face. Vidiber Yahuwah il Moshe panim il panim. And Yahuwah Jehovah, he who be, we be, spoke to Moses face to face. Vidiber Yahuwah il Moshe panim il panim. He who be, we be, Yahuwah Jehovah, spoke to Moses, Moshe, concerning face and face. Panim il panim, or face to face. Vidiberi Yahuwah il Moshe panim il panim. And here, Midrash note here, usually this is translated as the Lord spoke to Moses face to face. The commentator right here in the Midrash, however, possibly troubled by the seeming anthropomorphism of face-to-face, panim il panim, in translation, panim il panim, reads the verse as in the text, taking it to refer to the anger of both Ha'el, the true good, the true God, the Almighty, Ha'el Elohim, and Moshe, and Moses. One might not have understood exactly what this part of the verse means, but since the verse continues with, and he returned into the camp, and he returned into the camp. Wishab il hamachinne. And he returned. Wishab. And he returned. Il hamachinne. Into the camp. Into the machinne. Wishab il hamachinne. And he returned into the camp. The entire verse clearly teaches that Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Ha'el, the Almighty, freed Moses, Moshe, from his vow, so as to permit him to take the Ohel Moed, the tent of meeting, the tent of the appointment, the Ohel Moed, back into the camp of Yisrael, back into the camp of Israel. Rav Abba said, it was then that Moses, Moshe, found the courage to ask of HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, of the Holy One, blessed be he, show me the rule whereby thou, the I, guidest the Goyi Haaretz. Show me the rule whereby thou, the I, guidest the nations of the earth, of the earthly plane. Guide me in thy truth and teach me, for thou art the God of my salvation. Upon thee I wait in prayer all the day. Hear. Today's psalm is Morkaf Hey. Psalm 25, here Hebraically, the fifth verse. Guide me in thy truth and teach me, for thou art the God of my salvation. Upon thee, the I wait in prayer all the day. Hadrikeni ba'miteka ve'lamedeni, ki ata Elohei Yishai oteka k'viti kol hayom. Guide me, guide I in thy truth. Hadrikeni by miteka, and teach me, and teach I, with lamedeni, for thou, for the I, he, ata, for the I male, and none other speaking directly to he who be who he be, ki, ata, for the I, art the God of my salvation. Ki, ata, Elohei, Yishai, Elohei, Yishai, Yishai, the Elohim of my salvation, my Yasha, Yeshua, Yishai, Elohei, Yishai, for thee, the I, do I wait all day. Oteka, Kuiti, Kol Hayom. But is it likely that a man would be praying all the day? But is it likely that a man would be praying all the day? Because this world is as a day. Because this world is as the day for the Goyi Haaretz, for the nations and nationalities, the Gentiles, the international community of the earth, of the earthly plane. This world is as the day for the nations of the earth. But it is as the night, but it's as the night for Yisrael. Therefore, it is said, upon thee, the eye, do I wait in prayer all the day. Oteka kuiti kol hayom. That is, I pray all during the day of Harasha, Esau, the wicked Esau, until the eve of that day when there shall be light, where there shall be illumination, light for Yisrael, light for Israel,
የሰማይ አባታችን ሆይ በሰማይ የምትኖር ስምህ ይቀደስ መንግሥትህ ትምጣ ፈቃድህ በሰማይ እንደሆነች እንዲሁም በምድር ትሁን የዕለት እንጀራችንን ስጠን ዛሬ በደላችንንም ይቅር በለን እኛ የበደለንን ይቅር እንደምንል አቤቱ ወደ ፈተናም አታግባን ከክፉ ሁሉ አድነን እንጂ መንግሥት ያንተ ናትና ኃይል ምስጋና ለዘላለም
My advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments. Fulfill
the Ten. Arise the law. Don't you know? Rastafari is the law. Rastafari is the law. Oh no no. Rastafari is the law.
Ras Makonnen, Haile Selassie is astute. Ethiopia is very happy. Be her confessor. O Haile Selassie, sanctity becomes you.
Father and son.
Rastafari. To look upon your pretty, pretty face.
We want to walk the streets of glory,
shining around your throne. So not the jet. Tell all the Gentiles them to come. One come to look upon your pretty, pretty face. Far we are going on, going on, to seeking Rastafari.
That one of justice. Hey, pull up this Rastafari, no man.
For from the rising of the sun, even unto the going down of the same, my name shall be great among the Gentiles. And in every place, incense shall be offered unto my name, and a pure offering. For my name... shall be great among the heathen, saith the Lord of hosts, 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 saith the Lord of hosts.
Beirut of David. Hallelujah.
May 5th, 1936, Ethiopia fell to a foreign power for the first time. Five tragic years passed before the country regained its independence from fascist Italy. Since that time, Liberation Day has become a national holiday. War veterans come to Addis Ababa to pay homage to the man who led them to victory and who has become synonymous with Ethiopia. 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 Ethiopia.
Children that will not lie. So he was their savior. In all their affliction, he was afflicted, and the angel of his presence saved them. My people, children that will not lie. So he was their savior. In all their affliction, he was afflicted, and the angel of his presence saved them. In his love and in his pity, he redeemed them, and he bare them and carried them all the days of old. But they rebelled and vexed his Holy Spirit. He was their Savior. In all their affliction, he was afflicted. In all their affliction, 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 he was afflicted. In all their affliction, he was afflicted. In all their affliction, he was afflicted, and the angel of his presence saved them. In his love and in his pity, he redeemed them, and he bare them and carried them all the days of old, 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 all the days of old.